94.7 The Wave. Good morning, and thanks so much for waking up with us, waking up too, and joining us on the phone. My good buddy out on tour, doing his Christmas tour 2018. Can't wait till we see him here. Dave Koz joining us this morning. How you doing, DK?
Patricia, I'm doing great. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Did you get it all in there?
I'm not leaving anything out. Belated Thanksgiving.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Because that's coming too. And in between now and then, I know you're super busy. I know out on the road now, the tour started November 23rd in Sarasota. You know, I always look, as soon as the schedule comes out, I have to look and see, let's see, okay, I know somebody there. And I got friends. Oh, my mother's right there.
Yeah,
there's my
list.
Brother. There's my sister.
But forget about Dave Koz and Friends. It's really Pat Prescott and Friends Christmas tour.
But we're super excited about the two shows here at the Cerritos Center, Saturday, December 22nd and Sunday, December 23rd. And I do want to mention that for people who maybe didn't get tickets for Cerritos or those dates are not good for you, there's some other opportunities in our area. Dave's going to be in San Diego on the 17th. In Palm Desert on the 18th. And also, if you'd like to add your entertainment with a little gambling along, you can go to Vegas on December 14th. But boy, I love the lineup you have this year.
Well, it's pretty good, I have to say. It's kind of, well, this is our 21st year, as you know, Pat. And I can't even believe that if you would have told me 21 years ago that we'd still be doing Christmas tours. Because this sort of started as a lark with David Benoit 21 years ago. But here we are this many years later, and people still seem to come. And you know, I remember people bringing their kids, and now those kids are adults and have kids of their own that they're bringing. And, you know, nothing makes me feel older, but also very proud. You know, I'm very excited that people have made this and very grateful and honored that people have made this a holiday tradition. And this year, we've got Jonathan Butler, my brother, coming back this year. He missed last year for our 20th. We've got Mindy Hebert for the first time. Now, Mindy and I have worked together a tremendous amount, but this is her first Christmas tour doing with us. And so we've been having a blast together. We've got the Japanese piano sensation, who is just turning it out.
Love her.
Keiko Matsui. And then we've got, we're introducing, although it seems that, you know, I say introducing, but it seems like everybody already knows her. She's this phenomenal female vocalist by the name of Shalaya. And Kirk Whalum was the first person that turned me on to her.
Me too.
And Jonathan Butler. And this woman is, I think, the closest to a Whitney Houston since Whitney has passed. She's got all of it, the pipes, the looks, the elegance, the class, the ability to communicate through song. So she adds just a wonderful element to this show. And there's a lot of collaboration. And of course, we come to this with many years of Christmas tours under our belts and a love for the music. And this is a great time to be out there on the road playing music.
You know, I've been following these shows for a long time, Dave. I don't think I was. Have I been at all 20 shows in the past? It's possible. Yeah. It's quite possible. But I have loved watching how this tour has evolved. The staging, the lighting. This is one of the most elegant shows. I can hardly wait, you know, to see what is the stage going to look like. Are they going to use all those computer monitors, or are they just going to use the most beautiful lighting and curtains, everything? I know you don't have anything to do with designing that, do you?
Nothing. No, we have some surprises this year that are really, really fun and that we've never done before. And every year, because we've been doing this for so many years, we like to, and I understand that people come back every year and make this their tradition. So
you want to make it different, yeah.
Yeah, we can't do the same thing over and over. And I do, and maybe I say this every year, and I know we've done interviews about the show in years past, but it just seems like this year with all that we've, everywhere, this whole country, I mean, the world in general is just sort of like topsy-turvy right now. And I feel like we need a little Christmas right this very minute. And there's something about this music and the way it makes you feel and the comfort it gives you. It's like musical comfort food that it seems like right now, at least that's what we've been experiencing so far on this tour, is just people really want to feel connected and not against each other, but for each other. And that's really what happens on stage. And hopefully people see that we're a mix of cultures and influences and musical abilities. And, you know, it's just all on stage what the world can be, and not to make it too grandiose, but that's really what we're trying to do, is just kind of remind people to that you can. This is a great time to press the reset button on your life and remember who you are and what you're doing, and go into the new year feeling much more positive about things. That's what we're trying to do, at least on this tour.
I think it kind of happens, too. You know, in a world where we are divided by so many things, music brings us together like nothing else. Maybe sports. But now sports is kind of dividing, too. But music is still hanging in there, and I think it's such an important thing. We are so looking forward to the shows at the Cerritos Center, Saturday, December 22nd, Sunday, December 23rd. As I mentioned, other shows in the area, San Diego on December 17th, Vegas, December 14th, Palm Desert on the 18th. There's some shows up in Northern California as well. But I will say this. Last year, I went to see Dave's show, or maybe this was a year before last, in Atlanta with my family. No, that was last year, wasn't it?
I think it was last year, yeah.
It was last year. That was the first time, other than the shows I saw in New York, that I had ever seen the show someplace other than here in Southern California. And you need to do this because you will find something really important. There is a family cause, and wherever you go to see Dave's show, you're going to feel like you're with your family.
Aww.
You know, there's just that vibe that happens. It's the same thing that happens on the cruises. Looking forward to seeing you on Australia, by the way, in March, and then the British Isles in 2020. Hard to believe we're planning that far in advance. But, you know, Dave, just love what you do. Hope you continue to do it. And I can't wait to see you at Cerritos.
Well, you are the best, Patricia. And I do want to tell you one piece of nice news is that due to the overwhelming generosity of our fan network, who collectively has raised over $300,000 in the last 2 years for the Starlight Children's Foundation, which is my pet charity, my family's pet charity that helps kids that are in the hospital for long periods of time. And because of that donation, in each city that we go to on this 26-city tour, we are making a donation to a local children's hospital. So in Southern California, in honor of our Cerritos shows, we're making a big donation to the Anaheim Global Medical Center, the children's ward there, to hopefully brighten the lives of some of the kids that are in the hospital there, with a big activity fund center that's worth $5,000 and 100 kids' hospital gowns. Hospital gowns in the past have been so blah and make kids, you know, feel even worse, you know. So these are specially designed. I helped actually design the one that's got animated musical instruments. It's
of
really
course.
Fun and really cute. And so each of the hospitals will receive 100 of these children's hospital gowns to maybe just add a little brightness to the holiday season for these kids that have to be stuck in the hospital, sadly. So that's a nice feel-good Christmas moment for us on the tour in each city.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you for spreading the love. Can't wait till you're spreading some here at the Cerritos Center. In between now and then, I know you're practically in a different city every day, so kind of pace yourself, get a little bit of rest, and happy holidays to you, Dave. A lot of love to you from the Wave family, as you know, always.
Well, I wanted to say to all of your listeners, Pat, happy holidays, and much love in the holiday season, and truly a blessed new year ahead for 2019. And I love you, and I promise we're going to take great care of every Prescott we see on this tour. And we're going to see a lot.
David Koz is coming to town, and I can't wait. Thanks,
love you,
DK.
Sweetie.